25 years ago this month, I walked into a fledgling public radio station operating out of a strip mall office near Greenfield Lake, expecting to talk with someone about recording public service announcements. At that time, I was city naturalist for Wilmington's Parks and Recreation Program, and in that role, I offered outdoor explorations at Greenfield Lake and other areas of natural history interest. During that first visit, I met Michael Titterton, then station manager, and the station's then news director, Jim Polson, the person who enabled me to embark on this quarter-century-long journey as a radio commentator. Throughout the years since February 1987, seasons have come and gone, along with droughts, hurricanes, snowstorms, wildfires, political unrest, environmental degradations, wars, births and deaths, and hundreds of observations in nature that this radio station has allowed me to talk about, firsthand, in my own voice. This is not a farewell commentary. I'm relating this bit of information because it occurred to me that it has been exactly 25 years since I started this radio journey, an experience that began in a closet-sized recording room using reel-to-reel recording tape requiring delicate splicing with razor blades and adhesive to repair my audio bloopers. In time, recording evolved to mini cassettes edited by elaborate computer mixing boards. Today, recording is conducted in a studio space outfitted with digital recording equipment operated by radio personnel fluent in the ways of audio technology and the nuances required for written words to work in audio version, a skill that enables us to listen and see, as this radio station so nicely puts it. For me, topics to comment about come easy, mostly because I'm talking about my observations in nature. The challenge I sometimes face is making my radio bits relevant, helpful, and fun for this station's diverse listenership. Some of my pieces are admittedly diatribes I write to get off my chest, especially pieces that delve into matters of environmental concern, whether an oil spill in Alaska or the Gulf of Mexico, or the loss of an important piece of our region's natural heritage. My comments may have occasionally offended some sensibilities, but that is never my intent. Rather, I want to help people look at a mud puddle as a wondrous habitat worth exploring and find in nature the same joy that I do. Yes, I am fortunate to have this venue and very thankful to WHQR for this opportunity. I'm also thankful to our station's listeners, you. Voices are powerful tools, and I hope to keep using mine in the interest of public discourse and open communication. Thanks again for allowing me these 25 years as a radio blogger, or commentator, and thanks for supporting this wonderful community resource we know as WHQR.